Jerry Bader Show 925. Everyone in America is reporting that Troy Gowdy's retirement's a surprise. A listener, no, Jerry, he told someone in 2015. That's a misstatement by you. Even though everybody in the free world is reporting it as a surprise. Anyway, God bless you. Anyway, I want to get to a couple of stories about the state Supreme Court race. This is one that James Wigderson has for us at MediaTrackers.org. Judge Rebecca Dallet's decision to give a man only 2 years for attempting to sexually assault minor children, as reported by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is disturbing, writes James. But it isn't just the length of the sentence handed down by Dallet that raised concerns she was being soft on crime. Donald Bruce of Skinnador was given 2 years in prison, 5 years extended supervision in 2011, as recommended by the Milwaukee DA's office. She was following the DA's recommendation. That's nowhere near the 20-year Skinnador could have been given, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. At the sentencing, Dallet said she considered the harm done to the child victims. In looking at the factors that I do look at, the ages of these children were pretty young, Dallet said in her sentencing decision, according to the transcript. As I said before, they were 7 or 8. There wasn't an extreme amount of harm. There wasn't intercourse. Dallet's campaign didn't respond to an inquiry from James about whether the lack of extreme amount of harm was the result of the age of the children or the lack of sexual intercourse. Nor did Dallet's campaign explain why Skinnador was allowed to be free on signature bond after failing to show to court earlier, especially considering the seriousness of the offenses to which he had already pled guilty. At a hearing in June, Skinnador pleaded guilty, but he twice failed to appear at his sentencing, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported in 2011. When he later turned himself in, a judge set Skinnador free without bail after he signed a bond promising to show up next time. When Skinnador failed to appear again, the sheriff's department caught him at the Southside Church block party listening to music while a clown was entertaining children nearby. This is a big deal. Then there's this. Rebecca Dallet kicks off Supreme Court ad with criticism of Trump. Rebecca Dallet launched the first ad of the Wisconsin Supreme Court race this week, TV ad, with a shot at President Donald Trump. Dallet, a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge, begins her ad with grainy footage of Trump and headlines about his actions on Obamacare and the Great Lakes Project. He's attacked our civil rights and our values, a narrator says. Then the ad cuts to Dallet in her judicial robes as the narrator says she'll protect them. Here's what's big about this. What's big about this is her trying to appeal to the hard left, doing her best Tim Burns impression. I need a few more things to say. I have a few more things to say about this. I need a few more minutes to do it. So I will take them after the news. It's 9:29.